JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
The Shortwood Teachers College will be hosting its 5th annual research conference on Thursday, April 30. We have the details for you. Also in our program, Oliver Jackson reminisces on the good old days. This is Roundabout JA. Don't go anywhere. The Shortwood Teachers College in 2010 started the hosting of what is now their annual research conference. Vice Principal of Academic Affairs at Shortwood, Dr. George Dawkins, says the event was inspired by a need for teachers to be more involved in teaching and learning activities and also to study their own practice using applied research methodologies. He says the research conference has been a facilitator of this process. Since 2010, the research conference has seen the submission of 24 to 30 papers annually. For this year's conference, 20 papers will be submitted and 2 workshops will be held. The papers and workshops will be centered around the theme, Health and Wellness in Schools, an imperative for all.
This has come about because of the recent state of illnesses in many schools, including Shortwood. Generally speaking, we're finding that a lot of students are not able to even attend classes to perform optimally because of health and wellness issues. Related to lifestyle challenges, and so we felt that, you know, we in the field of education need to focus on this area.
Dr. Dawkins says the workshops will be technology-oriented and one of the focuses will be on tablets in schools to determine the socioeconomic wellness of preschoolers. The conference will also feature a panel discussion focusing on health and wellness issues, concerns, and solutions in educational institutions. Keynote presenter will be scientist and president of the University of Technology, Professor Errol Morrison. Booths displays will be set up by various organizations, including Jamaica Teachers Association, Carlung Publishers, National Health Fund, Kingston and St. Andrew Health Department, Heart Foundation, and Lupus Foundation of Jamaica. The conference is opened to the public and will run from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 Jamaica is to empower our youth to contribute meaningfully to building and strengthening the communities to which they belong. Vision 2030, the roadmap guiding Jamaica to become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
I'm going to tell you something about my experience in Kingston. Beginning from way back in 1960s. There is a special knife that we can even go to the store and get now. It is called a ratchet knife. In the 60s, you know, the ratchet knife was banned from Jamaica by the police and by the government. In those days, it was called the most dangerous weapon in Jamaica. And the reason for that, it used to be hard to open, hard to close. But them guys used to file along the back of the tree groove. Then you could flip it and flap it. Flip, flap, when people were ready to fight.
And remember, the invitation is always opened for you to share some of your glimpses of Jamaica with us. Send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024 to find out how you can do just that. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. And remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.